Steve, wake
Hello.
Up. There you go.
This is episode one from season three of the multiverse.
And we've already started with Steve's unique intro. Right?
Yes.
Do that for the whole season?
For the whole season.
Oh, please.
I'm very excited to
be doing you not to do that.
You can't pay, dude. There's no
personally.
Payments.
I'll pay you personally.
There's no payments.
I'll shave your head for free.
Okay, Thaya.
Is that okay?
We can't mention payment. They're one of the many rules that we can't.
Season three is brought to you by, would you like to mention our sponsors?
Yes, I would love to mention our sponsors. These guys, they can pay us. Thank you. Thank you to our sponsors, Bruv. All right, look at Bruv back. So we were with Bruv all summer doing the Would You Rathers.
Yes, we were. And we loved their food and drinks.
We loved
so
their
much.
Food. Hi
we
to
said,
Annette.
Let's do it again.
Hi to Annette. Annette prepares lots of.
This is the pulled pork, right?
That's we're going to eat this pork. Yeah, we'll eat this
we'll
during
eat,
the episode.
We'll eat them later, yeah.
Also, thank you to a new sponsor, Fog Buddies.
Yes.
Fog Buddies. If you were to go into Fog Buddies shop, which is in Hamroon.
Hamroon, main road. First of all, the first time I went, when I picked up all the goodies,
yes.
We're going to have loads of prizes
yes.
from our sponsors.
From Fog Buddies. Yep.
Fog
yep.
Buddies. And it's smells great.
Yes, so just
they've
go
got
in
this
there.
Amazing fruit. Oh, they've got every flavor liquid you can imagine.
Yeah, what's
there's
your
also
flavor?
A secret room in the back.
Is there a secret room in the
and
back?
And we're gonna give away some prizes from the
okay
secret,
from the secret room,
saucy room.
Then, but if you're preparing for Christmas, Fog Buddies are great. And we also have K Concepts,
yes,
who sorted us out with our merch. Aaron, look at this.
And your T-shirt
and this T-shirt.
I didn't get the memo to wear the T-shirt.
Show you the back.
Okay. Yeah. Ah, this is the best part of Steve. Here's his back.
The back of the t-shirt. It's gorgeous. Can you see the back of my t-shirt?
Yeah, is it good? Why don't you ask Mrs. Bonici if she could see the back of your t-shirt?
No, I've seen the back of Mrs. Bonici's head a few times over summer, actually.
Really?
Yes, a few times. I've seen a few times. But obviously, I was walking down the front in Marsa Schlock and I noticed her.
I see.
So, and obviously, I recognized her. I don't usually recognize her.
Way to point out the village where you're likely to see Mrs. Bonici. Quickly moving on.
Yes, move away from portals.
Gay Concepts also printed up some very, very...
big stickers.
Big stickers.
Really big.
But these are great for laptops.
They're great for laptops. They're great for putting on
diaries.
Diaries. Yeah. You can slap them on your head if you want to. You can put them on. You can put them on parts of your body.
Yeah.
You can put them anywhere. So you can put them round portals that take you from one place to another.
I don't know what he's talking about with the portals.
They go anywhere. So anyway, if you would like some multiverse stickers.
Oh, there's actually a portal here. We're looking out. We're looking through a black hole. That's what this is.
That is. It's a glorious black hole. If you would like some.
I love how the guy who designed them, who's in behind us, taking photos at the moment, he's cringing because we're alluding at something.
Yeah, but we're not
but
saying
he made
it.
These. He made
he made them. He made them, and then because we talk about what they are, we get into trouble. I don't understand.
Well, you mention it a lot, and you got into trouble, but you dragged me down with you. So, you know,
so,
this might be the final season.
Hold on, let's just
say, I'm just
because we're teasing people without actually giving them the So basically, there was an incident over summer that Jay felt that I brought him down to my level, and.
It's not hard to do.
It's not hard to do.
It's low to begin with.
Yeah, and Matthew and the rest of the team, they've now forgiven me for that incident.
Well, what's his name? The cameraman really enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He was in tears.
Okay, Steven Spielberg. Anyway.
We'll throw in a bunch of these stickers in your prize packs. We got Fog Buddies prize packs to give away throughout. We're going to give one.
Yes, we're going to give one today. Well, today, so every show has a theme. And today's theme is Terrible Bosses.
Terrible bosses.
Yes.
And crappy jobs.
And crappy jobs. Terrible bosses and crappy jobs.
Because I don't know if we can say the S word.
No, can we say? We can't say the S word. We can't. Okay, so we can't say Sleema.
Season 3 is brought to you by the swear police.
we have been given such a long list of things we can't say.
Basically, we are... Right. Yeah. At this stage.
Don't say that. That's
oh, that might be... Don't worry, they can't get it.
I'm scared.
Why? I'm mentioning I had a good story. He's a horrible boss. He's okay. Anyway, he's a horrible boss. If there's a horrible boss.
The peep of the peep is a horrible boss.
The guy in is a really horrible, shitty boss.
She's a terrible. So anyway.
I love it.
Terrible bosses.
Terrible bosses.
Terrible bosses.
Have you had any?
Have I had? I've had a few weird bosses. I remember one boss who was a complete technophobe. He used to hate everything to do with technology, and we once told him that in order to get a passport photo, he needs to stick his head into a scanner. So we actually stuck his head to the scanner, put a massive coat over his head, and then scanned the guy's head, and it was just and then when he was looking at the computer, obviously all he sees is a big black blur.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh. You need to do it again, dude. It didn't come out properly. So we stuck his head back again and scanned him again.
Really?
Yes, we did that.
God. That was technically, I was your boss for a short time.
You were.
Was I shitty?
Well, you weren't, huh? You weren't that bad, huh?
No.
You weren't that bad.
Wait, I was relaxed.
I didn't have any. We didn't have any of these sorts of controls.
No, on
content.
True. I kind of let you do.
Yeah, you kind of let me do my thing.
As long as you didn't swear, I was happy.
Exactly.
To be honest.
Yeah. You once told me that we can mention any biological bodily part.
Yes, as long as you use the correct biological term,
like urethra. You know what's funny? The way your face.
You like how I do that, right? I have experience. You're not the only actor here. You know that, right? Just because you were in War of the Fucking Worlds doesn't mean.
Oh my god.
Oh wait.
The F word. Anyway. So,
as long as it's anatomically correct,
we can say it, right?
So I was a good boss.
You were a good boss. What about you? Terrible boss.
Terrible boss, yeah. There was one guy at Island Sound Radio.
Okay, long time ago.
Long time ago. Not to be confused with the original owner of Island Sound Radio. We're filming this on his birthday. Can I give him a shout?
Yeah, of course you can.
The one and only Frank Salt.
Oh, wow.
He's 81 today.
81! Wow.
Yeah, Frank.
Wow, well done.
Not him.
Remember.
Not him, but someone that came after him. Oh, worst boss. Actually, there was another boss, too, in the original XFM that was...
Really? He wasn't...
Really horrible.
Really? What did he do to you? Did he do anything that we can't? Where did he touch you, Jay? Have we got a doll?
Do we have the
Do we have the doll here?
Anyway, he didn't touch. How's that bruv juice?
This bruv juice is really
bruv juice, by the way.
This bruv juice
bruv is iced tea. It's iced tea.
It's really nice.
Is that the ginger one? This is we got strawberry, right? Nice. Strawberry iced tea.
It's got a honey kind of a honey flavor. Yes, try it. Lemon and ginger. That voice you heard there,
and honey,
is Ayrton.
Yes.
Ayrton.
Named after Senna.
Named after the very famous Formula One driver Michael Schumacher.
Can you imagine if he was? Can you imagine if he wasn't named after Ayrton Senna?
He was just named.
Is there another Ayrton out there that's famous? There isn't, is there?
A ton of air. Mela, Idle. So you.
So yeah, no. They just had no business being in radio. They were horrible bosses. They treated us like we were, you know.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, it was never, you know. I've never felt as dissatisfied.
Oh, Misty. You weren't appreciated. You weren't appreciated.
No.
Almost like when you know, when you do a podcast, and the people who are actually doing the podcast, they don't appreciate your talent.
Your
talent.
People behind raw the scene. Talents.
They don't appreciate this as what you can bring. And they're like, no, but it's better if we don't do this and don't do that.
I don't think he's going to do that.
He doesn't even talk to us anymore, dude.
No.
He's taking the mic away. Yeah. He doesn't talk to us. It's like we don't exist.
No.
Maybe we should change our nationality. If we became like...
Maybe.
If we became like, I don't know, Italian or something. He'd like...
Or Algerian. He seems to like Algerian interns.
Yeah. Hello to the Algerian interns.
Well, let's say hello to
Massey.
Why can we call them interns? They're
Massey, are you an intern? Are you still an intern?
She was never an intern.
She was never an intern. Also, I don't think she's Algerian.
She's Algerian. She started as the cleaner.
Oh, she is Algerian.
Then she's the cook, and now she's a producer.
Now she's
associate producer.
What are you, associate producer?
And welcome Amira as
well. Yeah, Amira. Ruth Amira. Amira, what are you? Not in a racial kind of way. As in, what do you do?
Or a sexual kind of way.
What do you do?
Pronouns.
What do you do? What do you do? Do you do anything? This is all...
Anyway, welcome Amira.
Welcome Amira and welcome
Kingsman Studios.
Yes.
And welcome to the multiverse.
Right. Anyway, so would you say, just thumbs up or thumbs down, are these guys terrible bosses? Thumbs down. Wow.
Thumbs down.
Two thumbs down. Terrible bosses.
Because they only see the money.
Exactly.
You know?
It's all they're after. Money and greed. They're such capitalists. Anyway, bosses.
Terrible bosses. You told us yours. I told you mine. How about a crap job? Have you had any really horrible jobs?
One job I remember I did have. I was a pool waiter for a short time.
In Malta?
It was a summer job.
Is the hotel still around or the pool or whatever? Was it a Lido or something?
It was a hotel.
Five star?
If it wasn't five, it was four star back then. I think it's five now.
Three star.
And we had, I was only like 15, 16 at the time.
Wow.
And we had so nowadays they would have probably stopped me from working in
I would imagine so, yeah.
But we had a thing where we could actually offer free drinks to anybody we fancied. So we had like four or five free drinks a day. It was allowed for us to just go.
And how many women did you give those free drinks?
Oh, all like
exclusive.
Of course, all of them. And I didn't really have much success, but I was very young and kind of.
I saw your hair back then.
Yeah,
it was pre dreads.
Yeah,
it was very.
It looked like velvet. Dude. It looked like somebody had just stuck some kind of velvet carpet to the top of my head. Velvet, and yeah. So I wasn't. Yeah, I was. I didn't have much.
I just had this image of Steve Healy, the pool boy, with a bunch of towels always covering his erection.
Yeah, always.
This is the image I have of you at 15, 16.
But that's because you saw me. Because you saw me at Ayrton's pool, and I was doing exactly the same thing.
No, you were using one of those pink flamingos to cover it up.
Have you had any terrible jobs apart from?
The jobs in radio were always great.
Yeah.
It was just the people
I
unfortunately worked with, you know, or had to work with or for. I remember I worked at this factory in Canada.
Yeah.
It was like a weekend job, you know.
Yeah.
It was horrible, horrible. Midnight to noon. It was a clothes manufacturing and packaging company.
Okay.
And it was horrible. You know, you'd get all these packages and this conveyor belt came above you and dropped the packages or the contents into these packages. That's 12 hours straight.
Wow.
I used to go.
And what was your job?
Just sealing up the box.
Ah, sealing. Okay.
Yeah.
You know how you say a seal pushed me into the sea in French?
In French.
That's
a seal. Just a seal pushed me.
A seal pushed
Google
me.
Google it right now.
Google it. And,
although we do have a French expert, if she'd like to.
It's just a little tease for our. It's just educational.
Seal pushed me.
A seal pushed me. Anyway, so you were sealing.
I was sealing these boxes.
Yeah.
Filled with clothes. It wasn't fun, but it was, you know, good wage for 16, 17,
okay,
whatever.
Yeah.
I think I lasted barely a month.
Okay.
Just to get that
because
first.
Because it was just like, you just needed
monotonous,
to,
you know?
I once tried to become corporate. It only lasted 2 weeks.
Really?
I trained to work in an office, and it was an entry level job. It was basically a glorified call center, so it wasn't really.
Ooh, he said glorified, by the way.
Glorified call center. Yeah. I mean, there weren't any holes anywhere, but it was. And it was like we had 2 weeks of training, and then like on the first day of now actual work. Like, I quit. I can't do this. I can't do this.
Really?
So I got paid for the 2 weeks of training. They paid for
the 2 weeks. You're lucky that you got paid for the 2 weeks
like,
of training.
And then I'm like, I can't do this. Soul
sucking,
The
right?
moment that it hit me was, as we're leaving the office, and loads of other people, like hundreds of other people were leaving as well. And I just looked around. Everyone was kind of wearing their shirts and their ties. I'm like, oh, dude, is this going to be my life? I can't do this. So, hi to all the people who work in corporate jobs. We respect you, yes. And it's very. But I mean, had you stuck it out,
you may have been a horrible boss today.
Had I stuck it out, I might have been on the other side of the camera, dude. I might have been the Ayrton of our time. I've been just sitting there looking at us, judging us. Anyway, we asked lots of people about their terrible jobs.
We did. And I like this one because he's a good friend of mine.
So this might be an exclusive for the podcast.
Yeah. What did our listeners say and our viewers?
So this might be something that a news portal might pick up.
Maybe.
It's because it's a big story. So do you want to introduce this guy? Go on, he's a good mate of yours.
I've known him for quite a while. He's been on our radio show,
yeah.
Oz and I, several times. And I see him train a lot because the gym he goes to is right next to my
office.
I don't look into the mirror and look, where's Andrew? I want to see Andrew.
Let's make this very clear. You're never in the gym with him.
No, never
in the gym with him. He's not going crazy.
Listen, I don't need to go to the gym.
No.
My doctor says I'm healthy, apart from all the other stuff. So, Andrew Hogg. Hey, Andrew, what's
up? Andrew Hogg.
Legendary Maltese goalkeeper.
National goalkeeper.
National, yes. Yeah. National goalkeeper.
Yes.
Ex-national goalkeeper.
Anyway, we asked him, what's the stupidest thing your boss has ever done? Right?
Yes.
And Andrew said?
The team had done an analysis on the red team when we were going to play against the Blues.
So literally, these guys...
The wrong team. They did a full analysis on the wrong team.
They're preparing for a football match, yeah. And they're preparing their analysis on the wrong team.
How far in do you think of the analysis did the players cop?
I reckon it was probably at halftime during the match.
This is the wrong goddamn team,
yeah.
I think.
Can you imagine doing a whole analysis on the wrong team?
Would you like to repeat that? Because you've got a mouthful of bruv.
Yeah. I do have a...
What did you
time.
Have?
Not while, the first time, that's been said.
While you read the next one, thank you, Andrew, by the way. That's nuts.
Sorry. I mean, if this, somebody, some journalist needs to do a deep dive into this.
Yeah.
So if
we need to know what team
Mark Lawrence Zamit is listening, please, let's do a deep dive into this. We've opened up Pandora's box. Now let's get a proper journalist to get in there.
Yes.
So Mark Lawrence Zamit, start digging. Start getting your fingers in. Smelly fingers and go all the way, Mark Lawrence.
Read the next one so I can eat a bruv pulled pork.
This is from somebody who's called Jennifer. Mm. And Jennifer, this is completely true. She said that her boss shaved his testicles in front of her. I don't know what the situation was. Maybe it was. Well,
did they work for
she
like
did insist a, that she was that
a
this
famous
is true.
Blade company or shaving foam company?
Maybe it was just like a hairdresser.
If that's not sexual harassment A1++, I don't know what it is.
But that's what he said. Just imagine your boss comes in and says, Jay, Ayrton stands up right now and says, Jay, just look over here while we do this pre. Oh, there he is. And you know what this story reminds me of as well? There's Jennifer Shea and the guy who. With his balls was when you shaved mine, my testicles.
Season two.
So go back, guys, and find that. It's one of our proudest
it's
moments.
It's a good episode.
It is a good episode, actually. Mella.
So Jennifer.
Actually, there we go. Matthew just mentioned it. Steve Healy shaved his balls in front of me and the crew. We did, Matthew. Did you enjoy that? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs down!
Amira must be curious.
Yeah, Amira, she's...
She wants to see the footage.
On her phone right now. She's on her phone Googling it right now. Mella, Nick told everybody. This is Nick. Nick, his boss, told everyone to get off Outlook and then emailed everyone to start using it again. This is typical boss behavioral.
Yeah, this is like I'm exerting my power.
Yeah, what a dick.
It says Nick's V. Boss is. As in Stevie V?
No, I think her name is V.
Her name is V.
My Mella, do you want to read that one?
Yeah. So she has, it's multi-staged.
Hey,
so part one. My boss once graded my work. I got 3 out of 10.
Wow.
Is this school? And two, my boss employed someone else without telling me when I was working as a teacher. I found out because my student wrote me to ask where I was, saying there was another teacher in class.
Wow. But obviously,
isn't that just called a substitute?
Yeah, Majek. So I don't know what V is going on about. Obviously, V isn't there.
I think V is a little touchy.
Yeah, no, wokeness.
No offense, V.
Wokeness, woke madness, though. Yeah. It's all woke madness.
What's going to happen if you're on sick leave or vacation?
You just not teach the kids? We need to teach the kids. The children are our future. We are.
I believe the children. Okay. And Leanne, read the last one.
Leanne, this is amazing. My boyfriend once took a shit in his boss's office, but he deserved it. The boss never found out who did it. This isn't...
Hold on. It's a defecation issue. All right. So his her boy Leanne's boyfriend, wow, dumped in his boss's office.
But he deserved it.
Do you think he was on his way out, or do you think he stayed at the company?
Oh, wow.
Leanne, we need a little more information.
I think he stayed because look at the next bit. The boss never found out who it was.
Yeah.
If he left, then she wouldn't know that the boss never found out who it was.
If you know you're leaving your job, don't wait till the very last day to dump on your boss's desk. You got to do it well before
in fact, you
actually give in your resignation so they don't suspect you. This is a lead into our agony uncle bit.
Yeah, in fact, we're filming a number of episodes for this season, but we're gonna be taking a dump on Matthew's desk around episode 6, so that he doesn't realize that it's us, right? So anyway, thank you to all the people who said the best story there is Leanne's, by far.
Leanne's and Andrew's.
Andrew's. Deep dive into it.
We might have to set Andrew up with a Fog Buddies gift pack.
Yes, one person. So from all the people who interact with us on the show.
Yeah, each episode we'll supply them. And we got some good, listen, we've got robot vacuums.
Uh-huh.
We got gaming headphones as a pair of headphones.
We got gaming headphones. We've got things that you can use with your partner.
We got booze. We got things you can use with your partner, yes.
There's lots of things. That's
and
you can do, yeah.
And multiverse merch.
Oh, multiverse merch, like these stickers.
We got whiskey tumblers. Is that what they're called? Tumblers?
Yeah, I think so. And t-shirts. So we've got loads of stuff.
The t-shirts are very rare. We don't have a lot of them.
No, very limited.
They're limited, not rare.
Very limited. Very, very.
Until we print more limited ones.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's when we go to our new producers. That's season 4 with Abigail and Carlos. Anyway,
At least you're mentioning them.
Into the next segment, which is, so we are going to every week, because Jay and I are obviously alpha males.
Yes, and we have loads of experience.
We have lots of experience in lots of parts of lots of different aspects of life.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Well, we do have experience in aspects.
No, in parts of.
Oh, in parts of, yes, you know, in parts where
like Marcia Schlock.
Exactly.
Bathrooms.
Where normal fingers wouldn't touch. Anyway, because we have so much experience, we've decided that we are going to share our knowledge with the world.
Yes.
So if you have a problem and you don't know who to call, why not call? Well, I was going to say, that's kind of the intro to the A-Team, dude.
It is.
If you have a problem and you don't know who to call, why not?
We're not mercenaries, by the way, but if you pay us enough, we will solve your problem.
Any problem that you have, like for example, relationship issues.
Mm, yes.
Problems with your boss.
Yeah.
Problems with your testicles. We could help with anything.
Problems with your libido.
We could help with everything. Everything and anything. So this is the Agony Uncle segment with your favorite uncles, Uncle Jay and Uncle Steve. Okay, so here we are with our first problem.
In our first problem, also, bruv, we brought out some new goodies.
Yes.
Amaretto, and remember these from the summer?
The limoncello balls.
Handmade, by the way.
Yes, by Annette.
By Annette.
These are Annette's balls, and they taste amazing. Thank you.
I tell you, no one makes lemony balls like
Annette. Nobody, yeah. If you want lemony balls, Annette's your lady. Anyway.
Bruv is in Balsan, by the way.
Yes, go to bruv, ask for the balls, and they will tell them that Steve and Jay told you to come over to taste their balls.
We're here to try Annette's balls.
And they will. Yeah, duke, milkosha. Anyway.
Maltese.
Here we go. Sorry. Anyway, here we go. This is problem number one. Hi, Steve and Jason. I have a problem and I think that only you guys can help. Oh, I really like the sound of that. Every morning, I spend 20 minutes in the bathroom having a morning poop.
Lucky you.
The word poop. Anyway, it annoys me. Anyway, having a morning poop. My partner is always annoyed because we only have one bathroom, so he cannot use the bathroom to get ready or to go himself. Last week, to get revenge, he took a shit in one of my socks.
No.
He said it's the only way I could ever learn.
Claire.
It's been a week. I don't know how to respond. Please help me.
It's easy. Leave this guy. This guy's an asshole. I'm sorry, but if you're...
He's a legend.
A legend. All she's doing is taking a crap.
So what did he do? I mean, but if she does it every morning, dude, they have one bathroom.
Wake up early and go to the bathroom before her, you douchebag.
Stop being so woke, Jay. Stop being so woke.
Man, I'm on Claire's side.
He took in one of her socks. The fact that he managed to put his sock, it's impressive.
That's impressive. I mean, First of all, I don't know what your name is, dude, kudos to you. I mean, was it a log? Was it diarrhea? Was it runny? How the hell?
He could have then tied the sock. Imagine he tied the sock up and he's like, way! He could have put it in the freezer.
I really want to try these, but the image that... I'll wait till the next story.
I mean, that's incredible. I think you need to marry this guy. No. Is he her boyfriend or Is he partner. A boyfriend or
says my partner? Okay, partner. My partner's always annoyed.
He's a keeper. For me, this guy, he's a he.
If this story knows, is 100% legit, leave him.
No way. Ladies, no. 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 What are we leaving or marry him? Marry him. No. Marry Amira thinks marry. That's what. That's anyway.
That's crazy.
Claire,
this kind of attitude would only be justifiable if he caught her cheating in their place with some other guy. Then take a shit in all her underwear.
I think,
you know?
But also it's only her sock, so it's not like he got. It's not like he got her headband. Okay. So anyway,
I think he's a legend. Says everything about you.
I think this guy is a legend. I think he's a keeper. I think you should marry this man. The truth is, this guy, he's obviously also he's very flexible to be able to do this. So he's very flexible. He obviously loves you very much because he's giving you what's inside of him, literally.
You are literally full of shit. Like this
not
guy.
Not as much as her side.
Not as much as her side.
Question number two from Allison. Do you want to read this one?
Yeah, this is another agony uncle.
Yep.
Take dear it multiverse. I love the show, especially the Would You Rathers. Oh, we got one
for
you
very much. We do.
Glad you are back. Thank you very much. You asked for problems, so here goes. I meant to send a flirty message. I like this already, Steve. I meant to send a flirty message to my boyfriend, and I made it as dirty as possible.
Nice. Well this done. Is yours. This is your well sort done. Of. Your sort
love
of,
it. But of. I sent it to my boss instead. Oh. He replied, noted. Oh, I hate that. God, I hate that in the best of times.
Noted.
In the email. Noted. Noted with thanks.
I'm up.
That was 3 weeks ago. Every email since feels sexually charged. What can I do? In caps, Allison wrote, help.
Help. Wow. So, flirty message.
Let me think about this. You
flirty message to your boss. Again, I've never, have you ever sent them? We all send messages by mistake. Sure. To wrong people.
I did that recently to a client.
What, you sent a flirty message?
I just onboarded a new client.
You motorboarded a new client.
Can I finish? I think he sells motorboats. He sells tools. They sell tools. So it's a chat between me, this client, and they're married couple.
Right.
Okay. And do you remember that book you gave me last Christmas?
I do remember.
Remember that book?
I do, yes.
I know you do. It was How to Deal with Massive.
How to Live with Having a Large Penis.
Exactly.
Yeah. I gave one to Matthew as well.
I think Massive was the way. Right. And I had a screenshot. And I sent it to the wrong group. I sent it to them.
You sent it to him?
I sent it to the client. And his wife's in the chat. It was a chat group, right?
And that's how you... That's how.
And I immediately deleted it. Not before he's like, oh, no, leave it. That's hilarious. And the wife goes, what? What did I miss? I go, nothing. But they were really cool.
And that is how you managed to get them on board.
I got them on board. I got them on board, but they're like.
Then they signed a massive contract.
Legacy clients.
Exactly.
She's still asking what the book was. Allison, what can we. I mean, I don't know.
I think. Again,
I've never sent one
to your boss. Her options here are she either owns it.
Yeah.
She either owns it or she leaves her job. Those are her only options. So I think you own it, Allison. I think you walk in and you're like, you kind of dominate him. You're like, you walk in, you wear something very, very sexy, and you're like, right, yes, I did mean to send it to you. Now, what are you going to do, boss? Just like kind of...
Allison, here's my rational thinking advice for you. Okay?
Right.
You have to address the problem head on.
Head
say
on.
It was a mistake.
No, man.
Don't get excited because I said head on. Relax.
I've never seen your head on anything.
If she doesn't address this, by the time the Christmas party rolls around,
it's
they
gonna
both
be
get drunk.
Carnage.
You know, the boss is going to say, remember that text you sent me 3 months ago?
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
Also, I mean, it was as dirty as possible. So maybe...
I'm curious. Allison, can we have a follow-up?
Yeah, can you send us the message?
Read it in the next one.
At gmail.com. Send a message. Send us the message. I mean, this does sound like the sort of problem that's like a problem that happens.
I wonder if the boyfriend knows that she sent it to the boss instead. Did the boyfriend ever get the dirtiest possible message?
Or did she just panic and not?
You know, this is our advice. Head on. Deal with it. Tell the boss. Hey, it was a mistake. Let's move on.
Yeah, Jay thinks we should tell the boss to move on. I think you should flirt with the boss. Decide, Allison. Decide if you're going to be a top dog or if you're just going to be a kind of
a whimpering
little tiny dog for the rest of your life. This is your time to decide. And that was our Agony Uncle section.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll do that every episode, yeah?
We'll do Agony Uncle sections every episode. So if you have any problems, we're the people to solve your problems for you.
Cavemen.me /story. Send them anonymously. There you go.
So we decided now what we're going to do is we're going to find some things online that have something to do with our topic, and we're going to kind of try to surprise each other with them. So I did a little bit of a search.
Research on what, crappy bosses?
On crappy bosses and terrible jobs and stuff like that.
Go on.
And I've got these stories, which I found on... I found these stories on Reddit. So
I'm gonna
read out some of these stories, and I'd like your reactions to these stories.
Yeah, okay. Going on Reddit for any kind of research takes you down this
rabbit hole.
This rabbit hole, yes, where you sometimes can't come back
from. No. Well, this is a story about terrible bosses. So, at my old job, I walked there's the same theme happening in the show. At my old job, I once walked in on a bloke taking a dump outside the toilet. Literally, right there on the floor, door wide open. We locked eyes.
In the stall or in the middle of the bathroom?
I think in
there's a difference.
He wasn't on the toilet. He was outside the toilet.
Okay.
So he looked like a wild animal defending his territory. I just turned around and we never spoke of it again. Sometimes silence really is the best HR policy. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever walked in on somebody taking a dump outside the toilet?
Never have I ever.
If you did, what would your reaction be? I'd kick him over.
I'd kick him over so he falls on his own shit.
You walk, but imagine, you really need to pee. You walk in.
Is this a public lab or a work one?
At their work.
It was a work. I'd take care of business.
You take it. What do you mean? You take care of business.
I would be violent.
You'd be violent with him?
Yes.
Oh, you really? You've changed, Jeter.
I know.
You used to be the guy squatting, and now you're the guy kicking the squatter.
At least close the door. At least close the guy. I mean, maybe it's a thing with you. You don't like sitting on toilets. Fine. Close the goddamn door.
Okay, damn. But this is this one. I work in a hospital lab, and one Monday morning, this email went around. To whoever took the cupcake from the fridge, those were for my dogs. They had raw meat in them. If you ate one and feel sick, please see a doctor. That's amazing, right?
First of all, you got to label these things.
Well,
it's a communal fridge, right? Or wherever it was.
Yeah, but if you're nicking stuff from the fridge, you shouldn't be taking stuff from the fridge.
No. But my point was, this person should have labeled the muffins or whatever they were.
Oh, that they're hers.
That they're dog. These are dog. Contains raw meat or something.
But if they're not your muffins, why are you taking them in the first place, dude?
It's also true.
That happened to me once.
But everybody marks, listen, like, for example, at the radio station that you and I both do shows for,
yes,
Vibe FM.
You can mention Vibe.
Yes. Yeah, for a second, I forgot you were on.
Yeah. We can mention Vibe, but at the moment, I'm still on as we're filming this.
Yes,
who knows by the time it comes out.
By the time it comes out, Steve may be long gone because he took a shit in the communal bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
On the floor.
Exactly. And Nate walked in and saw me there. We just locked eyes.
Like dogs. They locked eyes. But they mark everything in the fridge, you know?
Do they at Vibe?
Yes. Everyone has their names on.
Well, that's because it's Mar Victor.
You think so? God's, think he'll eat everything?
God's it in.
Oi.
You can't trust them. Anyway, but this, I had a story like this. I had a story like this once because I've got a very good friend of mine, Ruben. Hi, Ruben. And we used to work together, and he once bought dog treats. And they look like little round chocolates. They look like chocolates. Mm. And he put them on the table because he knew I'd be doing the show. I'd walk out. If I see chocolates, I'd just kind of
just grab them.
And he actually put them on the table and let me in, kind of, in order to entice me to take them. And I remember taking two and be like, ah, these chocolates, they taste weird. And I thought, maybe they're diabetic chocolates. I don't know. So I took a few more.
Yeah.
I took like a whole handful.
Those are shit. Yeah, trust me.
And they're terrible, dude. And they gave me the shit. I don't know, man.
They can't be chocolate because that's not good for dogs.
That's true, actually.
You can't give
I know, I had the shit.
Right, Matt? You're a dog owner, you know. You can't give dogs chocolate.
No. Well, they must have, anyway. They had something in it, and then it just went through me completely. Mm, literally. Shit. I have a needle. Now, and let's end today's show with a Would You Rather.
Alice said she couldn't wait for this, so
Here we go. So, would you rather? Would you rather have to shave your boss's balls or have to wipe his ass? Go on, Jay. Who's your...
I'm sorry, James. Let's see. I have an aversion to feces, so I'm not doing any of that.
So you shave...
So I'm going to have to shave the nutsack.
You shave the nutsack?
If those are my only two choices...
Would you?
That's
okay.
How would you
what if it? What if? What if the you had to hold the blade?
Changing the rules.
What if you had to hold the blade with your teeth? And that's how you have to shave, or you can wipe with your hand. Are we going to have a glove? You can have a glove to wipe with your hand. Or you have to shave.
Can I wear some kind of hazmat suit?
What, to wipe or to shave?
To wipe. And the glove, with the glove?
No, just the glove. My glove up to here. Top.
Oh, like one of those, like bovine insemination gloves.
Exactly. The ones they use to
bovine insemination. Those are both English language words.
This is basically an educational podcast at this point. So, I mean, I don't know what it is.
In North Korea.
Anyway, what would you do? Would you shave? Hey, let's talk about our kind of our.
I still go with if I can do it normally, I would shave the boss's balls. But if I had to go up and close and personal, I'm using the cow glove.
If we had to choose between, like, we'd say we had to do it to Matthew, at this stage, would we Matthew or Ayrton? Which one? Whose balls are we shaving? You have to choose. I mean, look at them. Yeah.
Are they already shaved?
No, they're already kind of. I thought they were already kind of very low, so we could shave. They're easier to access.
Do they stop itching after a while after you shave them?
Yeah, they do. I've never shaved my balls. I know you've shaved my balls. They were itchy.
Technically, I shaved your pubes at the very top.
Yeah.
And I went nowhere near your nuts.
You were near my nuts, dude.
For the
you were very near to my nuts. Yeah. Let's be honest. You were very near to my nuts.
Unknowns to me, I thought I was a lot further than I actually was.
Yeah, you were close. It was.
What about you?
What would I do? Shave my boss's balls? Who's my boss, though? Who's my boss? Like, the only bosses I can think of. Who's my boss? I mean,
Jews on me.
Drew at Vibe.
At Vibe.
Shave his boss or wipe his ass? I mean, the guy was a pilot, huh? The guy's been in play. That means that because he's used to, like, what's it called? The G-force.
Oh.
He's used to G-force being up in planes. Yeah. So when you're really up in G-force, the balls kind of go into your body. So I imagine it would be harder to get to them. That's what I'm just, again, this is all conjecture. I don't know.
He wears a flight suit.
I don't know.
I believe those keep the testicles dangling.
Yeah.
Give support.
Give support. Okay, time.
You know how they're supposed to be.
So, sorry. So talking about my probably ex-boss Drew.
He was gainfully employed when we shot this.
You know what? I mean, I reckon his balls are. Yeah, I'd shave him. Yeah. I reckon he's got nice balls.
They're definitely empty.
Because
he's got four kids. That guy never lets up.
Why? So you think they'd be hollow? You think we're
this? They'd be like a deflated balloon, you know? You'd have to stretch it out, like those when you sharpen a blade. Now I'm really sorry, Drew.
This section was brought to you by Vibe FM.
This is going to be the clip for the promo. All right.
And on that note, I think we're done, man.
Yeah, I think we're done. Let's end it on this. Thank you to Bruv for the amazing food. I didn't even try the salad. What is this?
Oh, really good. It's
like a
noodle salad. Yeah, we'll try this.
Asian noodle salad.
Now, since we're done. So thank you to Bruv. Thank you to Fog Buddies.
Fog Buddies and Humroon.
Oh, who are we going to give the gift pack away to? Oh,
I think we should give it to ourselves for that last.
Why don't you just go up a little bit? Let's see some of these stories.
I did like Allison's.
Jennifer. The stories. Do you realize if you go up, you realize there's stories about shaving balls all the way. Like, I mean,
yes, it's true.
Shaving balls and shit. That was basically the whole show today. Give it to Claire. Okay, we're giving it to Claire. So
let's give it to Claire. Okay.
Well done, Claire. Oh yeah, Claire is, for people who can't remember, Claire is the person
whose partner. We did speak about that one at length. So
yeah, Claire is the one whose partner had a massive dump in her sock.
We're gonna put something in your goodie bag that you can use with your partner if you're still with him.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think he deserves
it. I don't think there's any socks. There's no socks in the goodie bag.
There's no socks.
So you still need to buy socks.
Well, no, there is a sock. It's more of a sleeve, and it's for him.
Yeah. Anyway.
And it's ribbed for your pleasure.
Exactly. So you two can get really nice and close and personal with the man you love, the man of your life.
Thanks,
Claire.
To Fog Buddies and Humroon.
Thank you.
Bruv in, of course, Baltzan.
Yes.
And our printing partners.
These guys. So thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye! Bye.